You're here today to talk about the Brentwood Half Marathon and Fun yes. Run, which has taken on a few additional organisers this year, and it's actually the 40th year as well.
It's well, it's the 40th event, actually. It started in 1982. We missed out last year, of course, because of COVID.
Yep.
Everybody missed out. And one year it was cancelled because of snow and ice. But otherwise, it's been continuous for 40 years, and it's been Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club that's organised it. And it's the same team, actually. We thought this year doing something different, having partners to help us. Some of them who are organising it are getting just a little bit long the tooth and and would like some fresh ideas, actually. And that's what the consortium is bringing us. So we've got Brentwood Theatre, Brentwood Running Club, St Francis Hospice. We've got Sports Sticks. It's the Sports Sticks Brentwood Half Marathon, actually. Baker Labels. They're our financial supporters. And we're very lucky because Sports Sticks help with things like medal design, and a trophy design. We've also had a number of other local sponsors, Penny Talfourd Solicitors, for example, and SV Sports Therapy. So we're very lucky, and it's a community effort.
Now, it's taking place on Sunday the 20th of March.
Yes.
But are you looking for marshals and people to help out on the day?
We've had a lot of volunteers, actually, for that. I don't think we'd turn down any help that's on offer. And that can be, and if people do want to apply, well, you know, they can email me personally or get in touch via our website,
yep.
which is www.brentwoodbeckettrotary.org, or the half marathon one, which we've got a specific one, www.brentwoodhalf.org.
So already you've got, is it 300 people have already signed up to do
300 people, yeah. The traditional half marathon is 13.1 miles.
Yep.
And we've got over 3,000 entries. Taken with the fun run, which is several hundred people enter the fun run, that's 5K.
Yeah.
Generally tend to be the younger people.
Yeah.
We'll have something like 4,000 people around in the town on the day with spectators.
Mm.
So it's a big community event, actually. It has been for years. It's around about £30
yeah.
to enter, because a lot of that is going towards the charity itself.
Yes. Did you ever take part in any of the runs? Were you very sportive? You can look at me, Mike, and you obviously know that I won't be running, but I look at you and think you possibly might. Did you used to do running?
Well, I'm lucky that both my son and daughter have taken part in the half marathon,
yeah.
and many of my friends. But, you know, luckily I've been marshalling
yes.
at the time.
I admire anybody can do it. I've got friends that absolutely love running. All hats off to them for doing that, because I just wouldn't be able to make it to the end of the road, I don't think. But if you do want to get involved, it takes place on Sunday the 20th of March. As Mike said, about a week before, that's when they'll be closing off when you can apply. And you've got the fun run as well, which is about 3.5 miles.
Yes.
I always say miles. I'm terrible.
Well, it's all right. That's all right. It's 5K. It's about yeah. that. Yes.
Yeah. It took me years to work that
I
out.
Know.
As well, Mike.
We have a number of people who help out in the half marathon, like the local band, for example, and we generally pay towards their charity. But we will compile a list of charities, and of course people can apply. And on our website, there's a facility for people to make application
yeah.
For funding. So we will be doing that. What tends to happen, the Rotary year ends at the end of June. So the new Rotary year will be taking the money that's been raised from this half marathon, hopefully, fingers crossed, and then looking at, and they look very carefully at causes. We have a charity committee whose job it is to analyse, make sure that the applications we get, you know, good ones, genuine ones, deserving ones, and then make those donations, which we've been doing for many years now.
Yeah. So it's well worth it if you're out there and you know of a local charity, and a very small charity as well, that could be helped or is
yes.
looking for a bit of funding. Do get in contact. Is anybody going to be getting dressed up this year in outfits?
Usually people do, yeah. Yes. That adds. It's a bit like the London Marathon. I'm not sure that I've seen anybody go through as a train, but they do get some imaginative costumes there.
Whereabouts is it starting and finishing?
Yes, it starts in Sawyers Hall Lane.
Yep.
It then works its way through Mount Nessing, through Blackmore, Doddinghurst, past here, actually. Oh. So if you're on air at that time, you'll probably be able to wave and shout at that time. And it ends up just outside Sawyers Hall School. And there's big fanfare when it sets off. Mm. There's a band to send runners off. There's the mayor and other local MP, other local dignitaries. We try to make it a big occasion. We just hope that the weather stays reasonably dry and mild and that everybody can enjoy themselves.
Do you know what the quickest time it's been done in over the years? Or
yes, it's just over 2 hours, actually. Yeah. It's about 2 hours, five minutes. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's about 2 hours, 5 minutes. Yeah. It's very fast. We get elite runners, and actually they set off first.
Yeah.
They're people who, generally speaking, are practicing for the London Marathon, and almost professional, but not quite. There is a prize, actually. There are prizes, but for the elite runners, the first few. But they're very fast. I've been marshalling for years now, and when you see the first runner come through, and it's a long, long time until the next one comes through, you know that it's a serious runner there.
Yes. If I did it, I'd probably get there the following weekend.
Well, I also love it when the slower ones at the back come through and I can have a chat and wave at them and all the rest of it. I've got another interest this year because one of the partners in organising it is the Brentwood Theatre, and I'm chairman of Brentwood Theatre, and we're very excited, the theatre, if I can put my theatre hat on, to be taking part. The theatre, we discussed before we went on air, is an integral part of Brentwood life, actually. It's been going since 1993.
Yep.
It has put on hundreds and hundreds of productions, and very good productions. I went to see Carousel there the other day. And it's become a kind of part of the cultural life, an icon of the town.
Yeah.
But it's suffered in the pandemic, of course, like lots of, especially performing arts. Mm. And we were lucky that we had furlough and various government grants. But we also had a crowdfunding appeal, which worked last year. So if people don't know where the theatre is, it's pretty much opposite Brentwood School. It's by the Hermitage, just behind the Hermitage there. And do go there. We're opening a new cafe.
Yes. Yep.
And that's fully open from the 1st of March.
And you've got parking there as well, haven't you?
Got parking. We've got some parking there.
Yep.
You know, we'll be putting on really good coffee. I can recommend the coffee there. So we're always looking for ways to raise money, of course, because it's, you know, theatre finances are always difficult.
Mm.
And we've got a really excellent team there, led by theatre manager Ian Southgate.
Yes.
And I think he comes on here from time to time.
Yes.
So we're very excited about this, and we want to see Brentwood Theatre and all our partners prosper in the future.
Excellent. It's lovely to meet you, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Brentwood Half Marathon and Fun Run is taking place on Sunday the 20th of March. All the details will be up online. It's about £30 to get involved. There's a Fun Run, which is